This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. The USA Pro Challenge returns to Colorado this week. Stage one of the seven-stage bike race gets underway this afternoon in Aspen. Here to talk more about the event is Brian Holcomb, who is editor of Boulder-based VeloNews.com, which reports on competitive cycling. Brian, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Riders and spectators will still be treated to a lot of scenery with five of the seven stages still in the mountains, but new this year is the inclusion of a stage in northern Colorado, and I'm wondering if that's what makes this race so attractive to riders and spectators, the fact that it changes.
Yeah, absolutely. In any major stage race, the routes change from year to year. You know, it's good competition-wise. Otherwise, you know, the racing gets to be a bit predictable over time, potentially. And then also, you know, it's a big investment for these communities to make to host an event like this. And most communities aren't willing to do so for, you know, multiple years back to back to back.
What kind of investment are we talking about? I know northern Colorado is a bit unique in the sense that the cities of Estes Park, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Windsor, they're all basically working together as one entity, say, versus a community like Breckenridge.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting and not very usual that you have an entire county essentially working to host a stage like this. Usually municipalities will bid individually, you know, Steamboat Springs and Beaver Creek, for instance, which are hosting either end of stage four this year. They would have bid separately in most instances. The investment is significant. You know, it can range from anywhere from $250,000 to upwards of $1 million, depending on the stage, depending on the start and finish location, and some other factors. So it's definitely definitely a significant investment, and many former host locations will say that it's worthwhile, and some will say that that perhaps they would do things differently next time.
The race is in its third year. I know that many people were excited about it when it first came, and others were kind of waiting to see how things would work during a second year now that we're in year three. Is this race here to stay?
Yeah, I think there's still room for it to grow. The Denver Business Journal ran an interesting story on that very subject, the fact that the race had come through some rocky early times, come through the Lance Armstrong scandal and so forth, and has survived up to this point. They've had some rocky sponsorship times. You know, when the race was being created back in 2010, you know, it went through two different directors. Sponsorships were not selling. There was a backlog of investment. You know, 5 months before the race, they were still selling major title sponsors, and that's pretty late in the game. And to where they are today, where they're, you know, the race is a pretty well-established spot on the calendar. They've had the Tour de France reigning champion. This will be the second time that that's happened in this race's history. So it is fairly well-established, but in any sponsor-driven sport like cycling, you know, an event or a team is at the whim of the sponsors. And with the economy in the state that it is, you know, I wouldn't say that 3 years from now this race is guaranteed to be happening, but I would think from my position it's more likely that it will be happening than it won't, you know, all the unforeseen factors aside.
Since your expertise is on competitive bike racing, I'm curious of the seven stages that we have for the Pro Challenge, which do you see as the most competitive?
That is tough to say. Stage four through stage six are all going to be incredibly difficult. Stage two as well, from Aspen to Breckenridge. They each feature topography that is challenging. They're at decisive points in the race. You know, in stage four, Steamboat to Beaver Creek, you have a major climb and then an uphill finish. In Vail, I think that the Vail time trial will largely decide the overall race. But as far as an exciting competitive stage to watch, it's a time trial. Really hardcore cycling fans are really going to get into that, but kind of the fringe fans aren't necessarily going to latch onto that. The stage into Fort Collins is an incredible course. The folks that have designed that course have done a great job of featuring a couple of very iconic riding areas in Larimer County, and I don't think that stage will necessarily affect the overall in the race, but I think it could be the most exciting to watch just simply from a visceral watching guys attack each other kind of perspective.
Brian Holcomb is editor of VeloNews.com, which reports on competitive cycling. Brian, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
That is my pleasure. Have a great day.
The USA Pro Cycle Challenge gets underway today in Aspen. It comes to Northern Colorado on Saturday and finishes in Denver on Sunday.